One person who might not listen to Michelle by spending that stimulus check paying off debts is our commentator, actress Annabelle Gurwitch. Her husband is a member of the Writers Guild, and the long strike has taken a bit of a toll on the family finances. Annabelle wants to do her part to help stimulate the economy, but like many of us, she's a little confused about the whole thing.
Due to the writer's strike, we will be losing our health insurance benefits, and $1,500 will just about cover 3/4 worth of our new Cobra premiums and a 1.5 month supply of Emergen-C nutritional supplement, which is now going to be our new health insurance plan. But I don't think that's the kind of spending the administration has in mind. On the other hand, I could put the money towards our ballooning bills. This month alone, we had a $450 water and power tab, a $120 heating bill, $230 a month to fill our gas tanks, not to mention the home equity loan we took out to bridge our shrinking incomes. But we won't have anything to show for it except for having the lights on, running water, and not burning our furniture for warmth. So that's just not that satisfying. Then again, $1,500 is exactly the amount that I spent on Botox injections last year. But Botox brought in at least $500 million to the pharmaceutical industry in 2007 alone, so I don't think that part of the economy needs my help, and though it might raise some eyebrows, literally, I'll just have to look as worried this year as I truly am. Or, for about $1,500, I could hire our babysitter once a month at $60, and my husband and I could go out for dinner, $65 for a light meal and one glass of wine each. But I suspect that our local wine bar might have some illegal immigrants on its payroll, and I don't want my money going to the underground economy, so we'll just stay home and watch TV. Speaking of which, we have an old honkin' TV set in our living room, and if we don't want to find ourselves tuning into snow next year, we'll have to do something about it soon. $1,500 just happens to be the advertised price of a Samsung 52-inch plasma HDTV flat-screen television. Now, that doesn't include taxes, but I can just put that little overage on my credit card, right? So I'll take my government money, essentially funded by Chinese investments, and then borrow from my credit card company, Citicorp, who, despite a recent injection of cash from Abu Dhabi and Singapore, still plans to cut jobs, and purchase a Korean-made television set from Circuit City. Will my purchase really help the electronics retailer hire back any of the 3,400 employees they let go of last year? It seems like a stretch. I'm not an economist, but I have to wonder, is this really the best economic stimulus plan our government could come up with?
That's actress and day-to-day contributor Annabelle Gurwitch. She writes a column for The Nation magazine. It's called Fired Up.